Sure is a lot of big words in this here dictionary. Hey, where the dickens is that word? That smart aleck fella called me a punk, and I'm going to find out what it is. P-punk. P-U-P-U-P-U.
What's the matter with you?
Don't bother me. Can't you see I'm busy? I'd be all right if I knew how to spell it. P-U-P-U.
I don't smell nothing.
What are you talking about, Deb? Who's smelling anything?
You are, ain't you? You were sitting there feeling like you were smelling something bad.
No, I wasn't smelling nothing. Now, don't bother me.
For a fella that ain't smelling nothing, you sure got a funny way of talking.
P-U... Oh, here it is, right here.
What is it, a dead rat?
No, it ain't a dead rat. Go on, get back over there to work. If there's anything to be done in the way of knowing something, I'll do the thinking.
I don't smell a thing.
Well, what are you walking like that for? Looks like you're breaking in a pair of legs for a duck.
What say?
I said you walked like you was breaking in a pair of legs for a duck.
Well, I can't help it. One of these fine days, you're going to wake up and find a kink in one of them funny-looking legs of yours.
Yeah, sure. Well, there ain't nothing wrong with my legs. No, sir. Another thing, they ain't so funny-looking.
They look like a Christmas stocking full of nuts.
Now, you listen here, Ed Peters. Just because you fight with every living soul in town don't mean you got to get persnickety around the story here.
I ain't doing no such thing.
Ah, yeah, sure. Always picking a fight with someone. You sure ought to have been in the army.
I couldn't get in. Some old crank of a doctor took a look at my teeth and said they was no good.
Well, what's that got to do with it? You don't need teeth to go in the army.
Yeah, I asked him what he wanted the soldiers to do, shoot the enemy or bite him.
Yeah, I used to be sort of fighter myself. I remember the time I chased old Butch Milligan through a cart and turned a patch so fast he thought it was soup.
There you go, bragging again.
Well, I ain't bragging, consarn it. You remember the time I got after old man Miller for peeking in my window? Say, I knocked him right flat on this peninsula.
What are you talking about now?
I said that I knocked old man Miller flat on this peninsula, and that's what I meant. Look it up in the dictionary and see. Peninsula, a long neck stretching out to sea.
You certainly get the crazy stuff out of that there dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know any better talking than I do. You don't?
At least I'm a-learning something.
And that stuff you was telling me the other day about all us folks coming from monkeys.
I read that in one of them there magazines. I don't care if my grandfather was a baboon. Makes no difference to me.
No, but I'll bet it did to your grandmother. You know, sometimes I ask myself...
If you do, I bet you get a lot of dumb answers.
What say?
Oh, nothing at all. Oh, here comes that Mrs. Howe again. Wonder what she's wanting now.
No, Zeb, you're getting hard of hearing yourself. I said I would just ask you myself.
Well, ask yourself some other time. Mrs. Howe's a-coming.
How come what?
Nothing.
Don't need to shout. If it ain't nothing, we won't talk about it. Mm. I never did like to talk about nothing, no how.
Well, get out of the way. Now, howdy, Mrs. Howe. Howdy.
Good morning.
We were just talking about you. Just a minute ago, I was telling you...
Yeah, he's been smelling something all morning.
No, I wasn't doing no such thing, Mrs. Howe. I was just doing a little spelling.
Well, ain't that what I said, smelling?
Shut that. And Mrs. Howe, I was just spelling the word punk. P-U...
See there, what I tell you, he's doing it again.
It's all right, Mr. Peters. Mr. Winterbottom is right. P-U...
Now, she's smelling it, too.
Shut up, I tell you. He's the most aggravating person at times, Mrs. Howe. I was just looking it up in the dictionary, you see.
He's always reading that dad-darn thing, and you want to be careful, Miss Howe, because if he catches you looking at something, he'll knock you flat on your peninsula.
Please, Mr. Peters. Please remember that I have a spark of womanhood in me.
Oh, it's probably just heartburn.
I beg your pardon.
No, he's always saying something like that, Mrs. Howe. He's just like some of these fellas that come in here when they've had a little too much hard cider.
What? Do you allow people who drink to come into your store?
Oh, yes. But don't worry, Mrs. Howe. You just don't get too near to people and they won't know you've had a drop.
I never indulge in that life.
Get her some cheese, Eb, and loan her one of our traps. That'll fix them.
Fix what?
Your mice.
I didn't say anything about mice. What I really came for was to tell you that the good citizens of Squidgeville are sending a group of our trustees to Corn Center.
Trustees? I didn't know they had a prison in Squidgeville.
No, I mean our city council, our board of elders.
It's the same thing.
Hey, now listen, Ed. You listen to what we were saying, or else stop making comments.
In recognition of Mr. Peters' great help in this battle, we thought it no more than proper that the presentation of the cup should be accompanied with a gala celebration. So we are bringing our very best citizens here en masse.
Well, if there's such a mess, maybe we don't want them.
No, you don't understand. Next Friday evening, we are going to gather here at the store, and a sextet of speakers will be here from Squidgeville.
Hey, what, from Squidgeville?
Mm-hmm.
First it was your prisoners, and then your messy ones, and now your whatever it was.
A sextet.
Well, I guess we don't know what that is, Miss Howe.
A sextet is a group of six persons.
Oh, well, shucks. We don't want no six hours.
Oh, you don't understand. Six. Look. If I lay three eggs over here, and I lay three eggs over there, how many eggs will I have?
How's that?
I'm just trying to illustrate my point. If I lay three eggs over there, and I lay three eggs over here, how many eggs will I have?
None. I don't think you can do it.
Oh, will you please listen to what I'm saying? There will be a group of speakers here on next Friday night. I want to tell you both how much we appreciated your help in this crusade. Fighters shall not contaminate all cities.
They ought to take them all out one by one and hang them, especially that fella Nelson.
Surely you gentlemen don't approve of capital punishment.
Well, it was good enough for my father. It's good enough for me.
What is?
The government. We're talking politics now. If they would have got the government after these prize-fighting fellas a long time ago, we wouldn't have had all this trouble.
You're quite right, Mr. Winterbottom. I thought about that very thing.
Mm.
In fact, I almost wrote to Washington about it.
About what?
She was writing to Washington about the prize-fighters.
Well, it won't do no good.
That's just the way I felt about it.
Well, it might have helped.
He's been dead for years.
Well, I'd like to give you a few pointers on your conduct and clothing. You'll want to look your very best, you know. Perhaps you could send to the city for a few things for the occasion.
Well, what's the matter with our clothes? They're pretty good, ain't they? I thought they were.
Yeah, just look at these breeches I'm wearing. Fits like a glove.
Yes, that's the trouble. They should fit like pants.
Well, you talk it over and please do the best you can. Now, Mr. Winterbottom, as you're the closest friend Mr. Peters has...
Yes, I am, but he don't know it.
Well, I've been knowing it for a long time. As far as you're concerned, I've been the best friend you'll ever have.
Well, don't interrupt, Mrs. Peters. What did you say to me,
darling? As I was saying, I thought it would be very nice for you to announce the guests as they arrive. You know, like the butler does in the big homes in the city.
Oh, he does, huh?
Mm. Well, you mean one of them fellers that stands there at the side when you come in?
That's it.
Well, what do you want me to do?
You call the guests names as they come in.
Well, what is that again? I didn't get that quite straight.
You call the guests names as they come in.
Well,
What was that?
Mrs. Howe says she wants me to call the guests names as they come in to the shindig here next Friday.
What shindig are you talking about now?
The presentation of the loving cup to Mr. Ed Peters. Corn Center's greatest fighter.
Yes, you sure said the truth that time.
One of our most respected citizens and a fighter of all evil.
Well, shucks, forget the ball weevil for the time and tell me about Zeb calling people names when they come in.
Oh, anybody knows that. It just makes it more sociable life. I just call the guest names.
I know. I know already that this is going to end in a fight.
Oh, but I must run along now. And please be on your guard, won't you?
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Goodbye,
Miss Howe.
Goodbye.
Got in again, sometime.
Goodbye, Miss Howe.
Yes. You know something? Seems kind of funny to call people names. But if Mrs. Howe said was all right, I guess it is. I can sure call them names, too.